Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show. Blog Talk Radio Network, 31.1fm.com. Broadcast live, Todd Smith Studios. I appreciate you guys for being here tonight. Honestly, you guys could be anywhere else in the world, but you decide to listen to me. Got something I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about money. And I want to talk about money because money seems to be the great equalizer for the haves and, of course, for the have-nots. People, when we talk about money, we talk about it as if it's something, some people, should I say, talk about money as if it's out of reach. They talk about money as if they had already counted themselves out. What if I told you that all of my life I told individuals that I would have the same lifestyle and it didn't matter if I was working for Burger King or working at the post office? That was my perspective. It wasn't going to matter what the amount of money I made. The life that I live today was inevitable. What if I told you that? Well, I am going to tell you that. People, my perspective and my logic when it came to money is it don't matter how much you make. The great Dave Ramsey said, never mind your income. Talk to me about your outgo. When I tell people this, they never heard of that perspective, outgo. So we're going to talk about that tonight here on the Christopher Smith Show, because a lot of individuals, when it comes to their income, the reason why they no longer have income is because they are not paying any, and I mean none at all, not via a budget, not paying attention to their outgo. And your outgo, oh, it will offset your income. Income, outgo. Okay? So, here's what I said tonight. Money. A couple of reasons why you don't have it. So let's get it started. People, I knew, or should I say, I've done bankruptcies for individuals that made $500,000 a year. I've also done bankruptcies for individuals that made $10,000 a year. How does an individual that makes $10,000 a year find themselves in the same – let me back that up. How does an individual that makes $500,000 a year find themselves in the same situation as a person that makes $10,000 a year? Well, I already said it. You probably wasn't listening, so I'll say it again. People – you're only as rich as your outgo. How about that? If I made $500,000 a year and I spent $510,000 a year and there was a person that made $10,000 a year and they spent $15,000 a year, where exactly is the difference? Other than me getting a thrill because I had $500,000 go through my hands. People, there is no difference. The great Dave Ramsey says the average person buys an automobile to impress someone at a stoplight that they'll never, ever even see. I believe that. I do. I believe that. I believe that the biggest reason as to why individuals are broke, not don't have money, because they had money. But I believe that the biggest reason as to why individuals are broke is because they have absolutely no idea where their money is going. People, a study was done. Excuse me. And that study gave a debit card to an individual and gave $100 to an individual. They told the individual that the debit card had $100 on it. You could spend it as you like. And then they gave another individual $100 and told him the exact same thing. Would you believe that the individual with the debit card spent their money quicker than the individual with cash? All 10 times. They did the experiment 10 times. And the individual that had the debit cards always spent their money first because they did not see the money. The thrill of just taking a debit card, swiping it, not ever seeing the money is, in fact, the very reason why individuals spend their money. The individuals, on the other hand, that had the $100 was actually watching the money dwindle down to nothing. When you can actually see the money dwindle down to nothing, you will actually pump the brakes on spending it. So what exactly does that mean? That means, as I just stated, one of the reasons, if you hadn't figured it out, one of the reasons as to why you're broke is because you use a debit card. You didn't even see that coming, did you? One of the reasons as to why you are broke because you use a debit card. When you have a lot of debt, well, you will be broke. People, I'm going to tell you something about debt. Debt is an unfortunate narrative that is only that can only be done with money. Let me say that again. Debt is an unfortunate narrative that can only be done with money. People, you cannot eat some food that haven't been prepared yet. You cannot eat some fruit that hasn't been grown yet. But a debit card, a credit card, excuse me, will allow you to spend money you don't even have. You cannot drive a car that's not in your driveway. You cannot, there's a lot of things that actually has to go in place before it actually can be executed and exhausted. That is not the case with a credit card. When it comes to a credit card, you are allowed to spend money, aka future earnings, before you even get it. Think about that. Think about that. The average individual, when it comes to money, they spend theirs before they even get it. So what am I saying? You guessed it. Debt is more times than not the biggest reason as to why you do not have any money. People, I spoke at an event one time. I spoke at an event and it was about 5 or 6 millionaires amongst the probably 85 people in attendance. Five or six millionaires. I asked the question, are there any millionaires in the house? Reluctant to do so. Individuals raised their hand. I did not ask were they a millionaire by liquid or asset. It didn't matter. I was going to make a point. I then turned around and asked each one of these individuals, do you live paycheck to paycheck? Would you believe all of them said, no, I do not live paycheck to paycheck. At least they didn't know they lived paycheck to paycheck. You see, people, part of being a nerd, like yours truly, is We define things based on what they are, based on what the Webster's Dictionary states that it is, not the masses of people have went and rolled with this ideology, and we're going to now jump on board with that ideology. We're not going to do that. As a nerd, we plow and make our own ways. We define things based on a Webster's Dictionary, so you cannot check us, so you cannot come back and say, well, you said that, oh, well, I meant to say. You will never get a nerd to say, well, I meant to say, ever. You will not find an intellectual person that said, well, I meant to say that. No, we say things precise and right the first time. Not toot my own horn, but I need y'all to follow me. So I asked these individuals, as I stated, do you live paycheck to paycheck? Each one of them said, no, I don't. I then asked them, can you answer me this question? Yes or no? Does a monkey swing from a tree limb to limb? It was established by all of them. Yes, a monkey do in fact swing from a tree limb to limb. Means before they actually let one go, they got their hands on another one. Gravity depends on this. I then asked them individuals, if I got paid on the first of the month and the 15th of the month, and my paycheck that I got on the first of the month, I actually still have some of it on the 15th of the month. If that's not paycheck to paycheck, what exactly is the true definition of paycheck to paycheck? All five or six of them concurred, and the true definition of living paycheck to paycheck was established. So what is the reason as to why a lot of you individuals don't have money? The reason why you don't have money is you simply don't define, you don't have a true definition of what money is and what it means and how you can use it to get ahead. Some of you don't even understand the perspective, of having your money work for you. One simple narrative can change how much of your next paycheck you have come the next day. People, I want to be clear when I say or when I give the definition of paycheck to paycheck, it is to my understanding that the average individual don't live paycheck to paycheck. The average individual live from payday, to the next day. The average individual lives from payday to the next day. People, I live paycheck to paycheck. As I just stated, one of the reasons as to why you don't have money is you don't know how to define money. People, let me tell you, probably the biggest reasons as to why people don't have money. People, I had a business doing bankruptcy services for over 20 years. And when you do bankruptcy services, you get to understand a lot of different perspectives of money problems. And when you have someone come into your office, they have a 9-to-5, they work one job, the average individual have between 7 and 8 bills that they pay every month, between 7 and 8 bills. When I meet an individual and they have bills with one income, I then turn to those individuals and I ask them a simple question. Would you want to fight 8 people at one time? No. Well, why not? Because that's not a fair fight. Okay. with the amount of money you make and the amount of bills that you have, why are you allowing, or should I say your bills, to beat up on this one paycheck? So what am I saying? The reason why you have no money is because you have one income trying to pay 8 bills. Me personally, I have four streams of income. I used to have more than that. I'm down to 4. Whoa. I have 4 streams of income, people. And I'm going to tell you guys how I do my business concerning money. People, I have the typical. I have a mortgage. I have a rent on a building I'm paying, car note, credit cards, et cetera. I have the basic bills. But here's you and I. I give my incomes a job. Yeah, my incomes have specific jobs. One income's job is to pay the rent and the mortgage. The other income's job is to pay the credit cards. The other income's job is to pay the utilities. I give my incomes specific jobs. If, in fact, I have money left over, then I win. But that's how I live my life. I make sure my incomes have specific jobs. I just started leasing a vehicle just to give myself an incentive to work harder. Think about that. Let me say it again. I just started leasing a vehicle for one purpose and one purpose only. I sold my car. I sold my everyday economy car. And I said, you know what? I am going to lease another car, and I'm going to lease a car. Think about what I'm saying to you people. I actually just took on a car note to give myself an incentive to work. Here's what I believe. People, I hear a lot of people talk about their money problems. I'm about to say something. I don't want nobody to get mad at me. But people, if you got a car, you shouldn't have money problems. The car is the ultimate vessel to get you to income. If you have a car, you shouldn't have money problems. Simple mathematics. You can say, how come, how, et cetera, et cetera. People, there are too many transportation jobs out there. Too many. Spare time, do this, Uber, Lyft. There's just too many where you don't have to be on nobody's clock. You got 2 extra hours. You can log on, make $60 in those 2 hours. It just shouldn't. People, in case you haven't noticed, in case you haven't gotten it, one of the reasons as to why individuals do not have any money is because their paycheck is outnumbered 8 to 1 with the bills they got to pay. It might be 4 to 1. You may get paid twice during a year, during the month. So you may have 4 bills to pay with one check, 4 to pay with the other check. How you figure it out, how you go through the ups and downs, I got it. But I'm just saying. Another reason as to why, when it comes to money, you don't have none. People, working is an essential part of your existence. Working. Not going to the movies, not Not buying a car. Just driving around all day. Working is an essential part of life. Here's what I've noticed when it comes to working. Here's just something that I noticed. People, I've noticed when it comes to working, I don't know too many people that make it a priority. People, I make working a priority. As I just stated, I wouldn't lease the vehicle just to give me an incentive to want to work. Who does that? You're listening to them. I need to always make sure I put myself in a position where if I get up in the morning, there isn't a, oh, gosh, I got to do this today. I make sure I work. I make sure of it. If it's something that you don't want to do, that's where your money problems live. So not understanding the perspective in which you need to work is one of the reasons as to why you don't have any money. People, I'm going to talk about something now that's probably going to offend a lot of people. But I hear a lot of people talking about it, and it will destroy your life. It will destroy your life. Let me say it again. It will destroy your life. And that is having children when you cannot afford it. People, I don't know if you realize it, but they say time is money. And when you have children, they're going to take all of it. So when exactly do you have time to make money? If you decide you want to have children with somebody that don't live in the same house as you, do not be mad when you can't get child support for them. People, I'm going to tell you something. Everybody's address where they live is their priority. Nothing that lives outside of it. I'm here to tell you. You have a kid with somebody that don't live in your house. You have a wife at home, but you dipped out on your wife and had a baby, and it's unfortunate. That's where your money is going. If you decide to have a baby with a guy and he don't live in the same house as you, it may be harder for you to get money from him, but y'all don't live under the same roof. So he's going to have certain feelings as to if he's going to pay you or not. Another story when it comes to that. But what I'm saying to you is having children will destroy your life. It will thrust you into poverty quicker than anything else. You can go ahead and keep having babies, sir. You can keep having babies, ma'am. And then you want to go ahead and adopt that old Jesus biblical narrative of children are a blessing from God. No, the fuck they ain't. The ability to have children is the blessing, not having them, for idiot. It's not. I know that's the end all. That is the quagmire. That is the narrative that makes it all worth it. That is the thing that makes everything okay. Children will destroy your life. They don't bring you happiness. They do not bring you joy. Stop it. They don't. That's just something you want to say. If that's the case, you wouldn't find so many in dumpsters. If that's the case, you wouldn't find so many getting sent to school, being depleted of the basic necessities to live. You know why? Because children cost money. And the unfortunate, when you have them prematurely, when is having kids premature? I'm glad you asked. People, we all go to school to have a better life. You hear me echo this sentiment all the time. But there are stages when it comes to having children. That is, finish high school, get you some extended education, get you a career, find you a mate, get married to that mate, buy a house, then have a child. 7 steps before you have the child. If you have a child sooner than any one of those steps, poverty is waiting for you. In case you don't know, poverty means you're money stricken. Let me say it again. The 7 steps. Graduate from high school, 1. Get extended education, college, trade school, 2. Get you a career, 3. Get you a mate, 4. Get married, 5. Buy a home, 6. And then have the baby, 7. When I had a child, I was 1 step off. I was everything but married. Had the house, career, found a mate, everything. Just I was 1 step off. I guess that's the next show. When it came to having kids, how many steps were you off? I was 1 step off. I'm meeting individuals, had a baby with a woman, they ain't even live together. Had a baby, didn't even have a job. Had a baby with an individual that didn't graduate from high school. Between the two of y'all need to score at least a 10. You did 5 of the steps and your mate did 5 of the steps. But if you did 6 of the steps and your mate only did 1 and that's graduated from high school and y'all had a 7th step, boy, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you. And that is the reason why you do not have any money. That's the reason. That's the reason. You don't have no money. You can say what you want. You can listen to me and say, oh, he don't know what he's talking about. But I want to be clear. When Atiyah, LaShawn Bradley, and I had a child, her 7 steps and my 7 steps, 14 steps, we were at 12. When you understand that, you'll be better off. A lot of individuals don't understand this narrative. Oh, you do now. Where I'm from, and I'm from Newark, New Jersey. I ain't talking about where you from. If you from New York, I ain't talking about that. If you from Heehaw, Kansas, not talking about that. I'm talking about Newark, New Jersey. Individuals from Newark, New Jersey, pop out a baby and swear up and down and swear till the cows come home. Nope, I had a baby under some good conditions. No, the hell you didn't. No, you didn't. You're lying to yourself. And that is another reason why you do not have any money. What's the reason? I don't know what they didn't tell you, but it's a reason. People, if you have an income of any sort, do not have a budget. That, too, is a big reason why, when it comes to money, you don't have it. Good night, y'all.